From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Monday for a New Year's attack on a nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey, that left 39 people dead and dozens more wounded. Authorities say the gunman blended into the crowd, fleeing the club, and got away. Police are still searching for the attacker. Zadika Hoke reports on the increased terrorism concerns in Turkey.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the terror groups are trying to destabilize Turkey. In a written statement, he vowed to fight to the end, not only against the armed attacks, but also the forces behind them. But the president is at least partly responsible for the rise of violence in his country. Michael O'Hanlon, director of research at the Brookings Institution in Washington, told Al Hura Television.
I'm not blaming the whole problem on Erdogan himself, but he chose to escalate and to make a more sort of military-style confrontation out of what perhaps could have been handled partly in political ways. And also his squashing of internal dissent has been extreme and extraordinarily regrettable for a country like Turkey, which is so sophisticated and so advanced.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi police and hospital officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 others injured Monday when a suicide bomber detonated an explosive-laden pickup truck in a busy market area in Baghdad. Many of the dead are day laborers who were waiting for jobs. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but it is similar to attacks carried out by the Islamic State. And Turkey's military said Monday 22 militants were killed when its Arab warplanes, that is, struck Islamic State targets in Syria. This is VOA News.